From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Friends, hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You listen to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this 10th day of February. Wonderful Wednesday to you. So excited to be hanging out with you. It is 8:06 in the morning, and friends, we're going to have a big shift in the weather here coming up. I'm going to pull this up because it's 32 degrees right now and a little bit of scraping going on the windshields. It's going to get up to 46 degrees, a little bit of sunshine today, but in the next few days, the temperatures are going to drop and we can see some snow by Friday and Saturday, maybe even into Sunday. So you want to plan accordingly, whatever your weekend plans will be this weekend. And certainly, I want to remind you on our website, KSLM.news, at the top, we have road conditions. So if you are going to take an adventure somewhere, we'll talk about this a little bit more. But some of the counties are opening up in Oregon. And so I've heard folks say, you know, it'd be nice to have some inside dining. And so there may be a little bit of road traveling this weekend to somewhere where you can sit inside and eat a nice cooked meal, right? And so you want to go and check out the weather and the road conditions on our website at KSLM.news. So looking at our community calendar, there's lots of things coming up, and I wanted to share with you so that you can put this on your planner. And in fact, it was funny. I was talking to a friend last night, and we were talking about filling up our calendars and our day planners. So it feels good. Last year, I mean, I think it was the biggest waste of money buying a planner, a day planner, as it, you know, everything got upended last year. But to buy one and be able to fill it out with activities and things coming up, that's pretty exciting to me, and hopefully that's exciting to you. And if you don't have anything, you have blank pages on your calendar, we can fill them up with these good activities. In fact, 40 Days of Life, they're kicking off. They're doing a rally Sunday, February 14th at 3 p.m. You can find out more about that, 40daysforlife.com/Salem. 40 Days for Life this year will be from February 17th to March 28th. Then there's a citizenship class at People's Church, How to Be a Good Citizen and Why We Should Be Good Citizens, February 14th at 11:30 a.m., patriotacademy.com. And then February 18th, Breakfast with the Chief. This is a virtual breakfast. Of course, we have a new chief of police here in Salem. So you want to go to salempolicefoundation.org. That's from 8 to 9 a.m. And yes, that's right, during my show. That's okay. You can go watch that and get to know our new chief. And the rumor is, we might have a little bit of view of the new headquarters. So I'm kind of excited to learn more about that. And then February 19th and 20th, Chris Ann Hall will be here. She's going to, again, talk about the Constitution, train us up, why it's important to know what our rights are, especially as individuals. But moreover, if you're a business owner and you want to know what my rights are, it's important that you attend this. And Chris Ann Hall was on last week, and I have a podcast on our website at kslm.news. You can find that podcast. She really challenged us. Come for the first hour. If there's no cost to attend this event, but you do need to reserve your spot, come for the first hour. If you don't learn something, you're not challenged, you don't find value in it, you don't have to stay. And I agree. That's February 19th and 20th. Register for your ticket. Go to therivernw.com. And then more events, if you have something coming up, if you have a nonprofit organization that's going to do a fundraiser or some kind of outreach, maybe around Valentine's Day, if there's something going on, we'd love to hear about it. I'd love to help promote it. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. And as you know, I love to bring people in the studio and hear their stories and find out what they do in our community. And this morning, I am so excited. I've been looking forward to this. And I want to say thank you to Cynthia for helping me connect to Zach. Zach is with the Salem Chamber of Commerce, and Zach's in the studio with me, and I think I've got his mic all positioned. All right. Are you there, Zach?
I think so. Can you hear me good?
Here you are. Good morning. Thank you for taking time to get up this morning and come on over to the studio and share your story. We were talking a little bit before we started this morning that you're from Salem. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and your experience here in Salem.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to start off, Stacy, by just saying thank you for mm-hmm. having me on. I really appreciate it. I was excited when you shot me an email and said, mm-hmm. hey, would you like to come on? And I, you know, it's fun going and talking about our organization, the Salem Chamber, and some of the stuff we're doing. But a little bit about me. Yeah, I was born and raised here in Salem. I went to Sprague High School, graduated.
Ooh, I did too.
There we go. Go Olies.
Go Olies.
Go Olies. Yeah, I graduated in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Chemeketa for a year, and then I moved down to Eugene and went to the University of Oregon. I studied political science and history down there, and kind of my whole idea was to go and get into law. I had a huge passion for the Constitution and early American history. So it was a fun ride. And while I was down there, I got involved in local politics. I worked in I interned in the Oregon legislature in the House Republican office, and did some policy research, which I really found a love for. And after college, I had an opportunity of a lifetime to go work for someone that's very special to me. It was Selma Pierce, who, as many of us know, passed away in early December. And I was her campaign manager for her run in 2018. Mm-hmm. And it really, that experience provided me an awesome outlook on what it means to be involved in the community and really be a servant leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so working for her was just so much fun. I also worked for now Commissioner Colin Willis for Marion County, another amazing young guy who loves his community and wanted to step up and, you know, serve in a different capacity.
What incredible mentors in your life. And I think about just getting out of college and even growing up in Salem to have that leadership in your life and be able to work alongside those individuals to learn their values and their skill set and what makes them successful. What an opportunity for you.
Yeah, very, very fortunate. Yeah, you know, God provided me some pretty special opportunities, and very thankful for that.
Yeah.
A little bit about kind of my family and my lineage here in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
My family owns a restaurant in town, Jerry Frank's Conditori.
Okay,
so the
good.
Cake place.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather actually helped open it with him, and as I've kind of gotten more involved in the community, I've started to learn and hear from people how much my grandfather Barney Rogers and my grandmother Kay Rogers were really involved in the community. And it's funny, so I started my job here at the Salem Chamber on September 9th of 2019.
Oh boy.
And I didn't know at the time when I applied that my grandmother was actually the first woman president of the Salem Chamber.
I love it. Oh, that legacy moving forward. That's incredible. And so your roots grow deep here in not only in Salem, but in Oregon, and your passion is the same. And Oregon's very blessed to have you stay here.
Well, I
you know,
after that.
So you started in the fall of 2019 at the Chamber. And what's your capacity there? What do you do?
Yeah. So I'm the membership guy. So if, you know, we have businesses that are looking to join our organization and, there's, you know, people join for different reasons. One thing is a lot of people think our organization's just, you know, either A, just a networking organization, or B, a government organization, but we're actually a nonprofit. We're a membership-based nonprofit, so we're a 501c6. And we currently serve about 1,100 members, business members in our community that make up close to 50,000 jobs, and businesses from all sizes. I mean, Salem Health is a major, major member of ours, and, you know, they're the biggest private employer in Marion County. We have it all the way down to, you know, single individual members who have, you know, have businesses and stuff. And, you know, we have room for people that, you know, maybe don't have a business, but they're like, hey, I want to be involved in the community. I want to help, you know, move our business community forward. So they, you know, they join as well, just from an individual standpoint.
It's an incredible organization nationally. And having been in South Dakota for close to 30 years, I was very involved with the chamber there. In fact, they had a program called Leadership Rapid City, which was a phenomenal program that I graduated from, which really gave you a lay of the land. I don't know if you have something like that here in Salem, but it gives you a lay of the land of how the city is run. And it looks at government, it looks at, you know, business, all the different issues that impact a city. And out of our leadership class, then we had an assignment to come up with something to better the community. And in Rapid City, phenomenal. They have like a parades and they redid the downtown as a destination with an ice skating rink and
awesome.
A park in the summer. And so those kinds of programs Chamber hosts are phenomenal opportunities for individuals from businesses to get involved. And big businesses like Salem, like the hospital and things like that, will send different delegates. You know, they'll pick employees a lot of times. So so the chamber is an asset to the community. And oftentimes I'll evaluate different communities based on how strong their chamber is. And I'll ask businesses, are you involved in the chamber? And so your role is to come alongside the businesses, right? No matter what the size is, but you also advocate for them. You also have a policy side, even though you're not political. You're bipartisan or nonpartisan or whatever. But you do, on behalf of the businesses, create momentum when it comes to those issues. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one interesting thing too is every chamber operates a little bit differently, right? We have some that are kind of just tourist attractions or a way to, you know, bring people in to help drive the local economy. One of the big bread and butter of our organization is actually the advocacy side of things. So we endorse candidates. We take positions on specific issues, and that's all board directed. So we have a 23-person board,
outstanding,
of large and small businesses. You know, and it's an amazing board. Everyone's very, very committed, and so our biggest thing, especially when you're looking at candidates, I mean, they go through a pretty rigorous process. And the big thing for us, it doesn't matter if you have an R or a D next to your name. The most important thing for us is thoughtful leadership. And are you willing to hear the voice of businesses when making policy decisions? Each and every year, especially after a long session here in Oregon, it gets harder and harder to do business in Oregon. So our kind of our credo is helping businesses prosper so our entire community may thrive.
I love it.
And, you know, a lot of people look at our organization and think we just have the interest of, you know, the big corporations and whatnot. Our organization is actually 87% small businesses. So they employ 25 or less people. And that's such an important piece to us. And we are very, very community minded. We're looking at the best way, and this is one thing I always talk about when you know people engage in political discussions, is it doesn't matter if you're on the, you know, if you're a Democrat or Republican. One thing to always understand is everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants a healthy, prosperous, you know, thriving, healthy community. But it's the ways in which we get there where we have those discussions, right?
Right.
So our approach is if we have a healthy business community that can employ people, that can create goods and services for consumers to go and purchase. What you get from that, we know when businesses are doing good, and to us, profit is a very good thing. You know, profit in today's world has been taken and been seen as this evil, gross thing. Profits are good. We have so many nonprofits in Salem that rely on businesses thriving. Because they have the ability to then turn around and donate back to the community by supporting those nonprofits. So without a thriving business community, a lot of our favorite nonprofits that we see aren't going to be able to thrive because they don't have those dollars coming in.
Right. Well, and I think you just hit the hammer on the nail. And the thing about capitalism and being able to profit, it's so much better to give out of that willing heart than be mandated by the government to give to serve those needs. It's a way different perspective. And again, I love the chamber for how you facilitate those discussions and moving forward for businesses. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to continue the conversation after this. We'll be back.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my way.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs, get a hold of Bill, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. Continuing the conversation with Zach this morning from the Salem Chamber of Commerce. And boy, Zach, I'm telling you, you know, a year ago, we're about right at the year where I started on the radio station, the first week of March. And we were just starting to hear about this COVID stuff. And then within the middle of March is when everything got shut down, completely shut down. And of course, we all said, we'll do our part to flatten the curve. And here we are still a year later. And the hardest thing has been for me is these businesses and the people that I've gotten to know, many of them have come into the studio and told their story. The hardest thing for me is knowing that they are on thin ice right now. Some of them, they're going thousands, not, and there's no stimulus, there's no loan, there's that's going to help them recover. And they've risked their life savings, in one instance, their retirement money put into this new business that they started about the same time you started in your position. They started their business. It just breaks my heart. And yet, as a Chamber of Commerce, and you guys hear all of these stories, you know, your organization's nonprofit. You tell us a little bit of how you're funded and what did you all do just at the Chamber yourselves? Through this time, how did you pivot in a sense?
Yeah, so our organization too, our current CEO, Tom Hofford, is just an absolutely incredible individual. Mm-hmm. He worked at the Salem Chamber on the public policy end of things, mm-hmm. About the same age. He started when he was 22, and then he left at 27, 28 to go work for Don Poncho Authentic Mexican Foods. He was an executive there for 15 years, mm-hmm. helped grow the company from a $50 million a year to $150 million a year company. He left to come back. So one of the big things for him is we're going to run our organization like a business as well. Mm-hmm. And so we too had a pivot in a huge way. And one of the things that we have that we really had to step back and take a look at how we're going to, you know, run our organization is, you know, we're funded through our members, so membership dues and whatnot. But another big one is events. So we have like our first Citizens Banquet. Mm-hmm. That actually we had that on March 7th, I want to say. So it's 10 days before kind of the big shutdown came, the first one. But we had to pivot in a number of ways for different events throughout the summer and whatnot, which was definitely a challenge. We have our forum speaker series that runs. It's normally a luncheon at the Salem Convention Center, and we bring incredible speakers. I mean, we've had Nike executives. We've had Supreme Court justices. Next month, we're hearing from Patrick Wrighton, who is the Warren Buffett's right-hand man when it comes to public policy.
Wow.
And he's from Oregon, so that's definitely an advantage. But, you know, one of our biggest things is, like, we have to do all we can right now to help support our small businesses and local businesses. So we've done a number of Shop Local campaigns. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about Salem Eats, and yeah, we could talk about that a little bit later as well. That was a huge thing that we created that helped drive commerce in such a difficult time and helping create that narrative. You know, everyone talks about shopping local and the importance of it, but it's so simple if we need something to jump on Amazon and purchase something off Amazon and have it delivered to our door. But helping create that narrative of what it really means to shop local. Mm-hmm. Every dollar you spend locally at a local business, it has three times the buying power.
Yes.
So instead of buying something online that those dollars are leaving our community, when those dollars are kept here, those businesses, and we talked about it in the first segment, those businesses can then take those dollars and, you know, employ somebody here locally and give it back to the community in some other way, whether it's a form of, you know, donating from a nonprofit standpoint, from a tax-based standpoint, they have the ability to also pay their taxes that gets put back into our community. So that's one of the biggest things that we've done. And I like to look at the silver lining of what 2020 is going to bring our community. And I think for years to come. So we have the COVID-19 pandemic, as everybody is aware, as we're still in it. That we saw so many people pivot their purchasing power and saying, I'm going to spend these dollars locally. And I think that narrative and understanding is not going to leave us anytime soon. And the other big one is you look at the fires that occurred. Our organization was a drop-off destination for goods, and our conference room's pretty big, and it got filled day after day. We'd get everything, get it delivered to the different locations, and get filled up the next day. Something that we're actually just wrapping up now to help support businesses is we're providing free PPE. So we're working with Business Oregon and the City of Salem, and we've already given out free PPE to close to 150 businesses.
Incredible.
So thousands of masks, gloves, sanitizing equipment and whatnot. So once we get out of kind of this extreme risk category, our restaurants and small businesses aren't going to have to go and spend more money on PPE stuff. And right now, everything's just inflated because people that make those things know that they can get top dollar for it. So,
and that those are practical, hands-on things you've done, not counting all the emotional support, because I've talked to business owners and just the emotional support that the chamber has done, connecting with these business owners and saying, hang in there, what can we do to support you? And just having somewhere to go and to talk to and talk to other business owners. Yep. What are you doing? I see the silver lining in all of this tough year that we've just come out of, and still kind of hanging in there a little bit with extreme risk counties, still Marion County. We're hoping for some relief, especially with Valentine's Day, so we could have some indoor dining here in Marion County, is the emotional support and the just the relationships that have been built. Usually there's competition, right? But now there's this allegiance that has happened.
Absolutely.
And the Salem Chambers facilitated that. And that's kudos to you all for looking for ways to be a champion in difficult times. And that's exactly, I'm sure, when you look at your founding documents of why you started the chamber, whenever that year was, I don't know.
Yeah, 1870s, I believe.
Was to bring that alliance and that advocacy and all of those things. And you guys, all these years later, are still doing that. And it's such a privilege and such an honor to be able to talk to you a little bit about that today. As we continue on, friends, we're going to continue the conversation here. When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask more questions about this great idea called Salem Eats. If you haven't heard about it, we'll tell you a little more about it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Don't forget, friends, this will be saved up on our website as a podcast. You can grab that link and share it on your social media. Share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the good news about the Salem Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. I'm Stacey Ann. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you, friends, so we can take this information and we can get active in our community and make a difference. You know, it's so easy to curse at the darkness and look at everything around us that we think is going wrong, right? But but what we need to do is we need to be a part of the solution, and we need to turn up the light, and we need to get engaged, and we need to connect. And I know it's been difficult and challenging this last year with all the isolation and all of us, you know, kind of staying away from one another. And that the silver lining in this last year is we've looked for ways to stay connected. And I've got Zach in the studio with me. He's with the Salem Chamber of Commerce. And Zach, you know, what's interesting, and I said this early on last year, when we were kind of sent to our room in a sense, or sent home, you know, to flatten the curve and stay away from one another, even all the way through Thanksgiving, you know, don't have very many people, you know, the special events that people gather for barbecues around the 4th of July. You know, you can look at all the losses last year. They were really through digital means. We stayed connected. We did FaceTime, all of those things. The silver lining is I think we've learned how important community is, how important being with one another, not taking that for granted any longer. And I think as we start opening and we do it in a safe manner and a mindful manner as we connect with one another, we're going to appreciate that so much more. And I appreciate what Salem Chamber has done to stay connected, to highlight businesses. And I was thrilled early on when Salem Eats came about. Talk to us about how that concept was birthed, whose great idea it was, and where are you at today with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as I talked about earlier, I come from a family that owns a restaurant. I worked there from 15. I worked there, you know, throughout college. I'd come up on the weekends. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for restaurants, because people in the restaurant industry that own restaurants are just cut from a different cloth. So when the mandates came down, and I don't normally like to take credit for it. I was the one that came up with the idea, created the page.
Good
I
job.
Always like to make it a chamber thing, because it is our organization that, you know, does monitor it and everything. But yeah, it was March 17th. That was the day that the mandates came down. It was a Wednesday. And I was talking with our communications manager at the time, and I said, hey, we need to create this, you know, some kind of way to help promote restaurants. And help connect people with, you know, consumers with industry. So we created the page, and I remember that night. So I could tell you the exact time we actually finished it. It was 2:57 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and it was at 7 o'clock when I was talking with my boss Tom, and we're in his office, and we were at 90 members.
Wow.
And him and I were celebrating that. We're like, hey, we got 90 members in like 4 hours, and
mm-hmm.
we were so excited. And it's pretty crazy now. We're at 27,000 members as of right now.
Incredible.
And, you know, we still continue to have, you know, almost hundreds of people joining every single day. And one of the big things for us when we created it was we don't want to be Yelp. We don't want to be a place where people can go and bash restaurants. And
right.
I understand that there is so much value to sharing bad
mm-hmm.
stories.
Mm-hmm.
But as an organization that is here to help promote businesses, mm-hmm. we just don't want to be that place. And the thing is, a lot of restaurants right now, the last thing they need is somebody bashing mm-hmm. their brand and not have the ability to address it and fix it. So we monitor that very closely.
That's good. I've noticed that. And the other thing with that, just a note,
yeah.
is these businesses are not used to having to do, a lot of them, takeout. They've
exactly.
had to pivot to get used to doing takeout, and even how you package them
mm-hmm.
and all the guidelines, even in Oregon, especially with what you can use to
yep.
package with and all of that. That's a challenge to make sure the food is hot and consistent.
Absolutely.
As if it would be on the plate. Having been in food service myself too, I get
yeah.
that, but the consumer doesn't necessarily understand that. So I'm
exactly.
glad that you guys do monitor that.
Yeah. And again, like, there's other platforms to do that on. So we want to help encourage people, like, hey, let's just talk about the good. And, you know, there's other Facebook groups you can go bash restaurants. And if that's kind of your thing,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and do it.
But not here.
So right?
for our listeners who maybe don't understand, or you're not on the web or mm-hmm. on Facebook, Salem Eats is a highlighted all of the restaurants in the Salem area that was doing takeout, that had that they were still open, they were doing takeout, listing them, people could go to, and then you would highlight or feature them,
yep.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great parts too, is we make it consumer kind of push, so
mm-hmm.
anyone can go on there and post something like, hey, mm-hmm. this is where I got, you know, this is what I got from this restaurant, it was really good. And you know, you talked about stories earlier, and one story that happened pretty early on that really gave me chills
mm-hmm.
was a donut shop here in town, and it's mm-hmm. actually not maybe a block from here. It's called
okay.
Dough Hook Donuts.
Oh, fun.
And they got a lot of love within the first month.
Mm.
And I just went in to go talk with the owner, Lupe.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it's funny too, you said earlier, there's people that were starting their businesses right when I joined. So
mm-hmm.
she actually started in July. She mm-hmm. opened her store in July of 2019. And so she wasn't even a year in
mm.
and this COVID pandemic hit. So she had to pivot. You know, kind of her business model.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of corporate accounts where she was making donuts for,
mm-hmm.
you know, restaurants and
right.
whatnot. So she lost 23 accounts or something
oh,
within
wow.
the first 2 weeks.
Mm.
And so when COVID kind of first hit, she went from making about 800 donuts a day to like three. She had 300, so she had to like lay some employees off. And she said when Salem Eats first took off, and she got a lot of love for it, and she had so many customers coming in. She was having to close her doors early. She's like, we just don't have as, you know.
Sold out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, would ask people, where'd you hear, you know, mm-hmm. hear about us? And people kept saying Salem Eats. So I went and talked with her, and she told me that since that time, when she got kind of promoted on Salem Eats, that it went to making, you know, 1,100 donuts a day. She had to hire 4 people. And she
Great.
Said, I would have gone out of business in my first year if it wasn't for this page. And that like, I almost teared up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a super emotional guy, but I was like, that is exactly what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that just goes back to what our organization does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to help businesses prosper
mm-hmm.
and provide people that meaning and make our city a place where people want to come and open a business. And it's been pretty awesome to see how businesses have taken off, especially in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge part of it, I have to give it up to the city of Salem and our foodies here. I
mm-hmm.
mean, granted, we made a Facebook page, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the large scheme of things, it's, you know, was a pretty small thing, but it's the city of Salem and how amazing everybody is here that they wanted to go and help support our local restaurants. And again, yeah, we're at 27,000 members now.
Incredible.
And it's still growing. We've had a lot of people ask if we ever look to monetize it. And by no means, we don't want to make money off this. This is just to help support the community.
Well, and early on, you had an Excel spreadsheet that would give, you know, kind of what the business is, what kind of food and that kind of thing. I don't know how it's broken down now or how that's evolved over the year, because I haven't gotten into the details. I've just been watching the Facebook page. And a funny story, my Terry, he put on there on Salem Eats yesterday, last night, hey, I want to take my gal out for, you know, Valentine. Who knows what's out there? And he forgot that I can see Salem Eats, and I liked it. And he's like, wait a minute, I can't even surprise you. I'm like, well, it's public. I'm a supporter of Salem Eats. It was kind of a fun story, but you can put those questions like, where do you like to go for a big burger? Or where do you like to go? And I watch people network that way. Yep. And again, it's about community.
Absolutely.
And that's something that you have facilitated. The other thing that you facilitated, you continue to do training and online types of forums that folks can engage in and business owners can engage in, because you're not doing any kind of face-to-face. You would normally do like greeters, right? So let's talk a little bit of the kinds of things you do if we weren't in a COVID and that you hope to do, or maybe some future things you've got planned.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously having greeters, which is every Friday morning in person, it's a great place to go and network. And to see where that has grown in terms of numbers is pretty awesome. So when I started, there was probably about, you know, 100 or so people that would show up. And, you know, by the right before COVID hit, you know, we were at like 150 to almost 200 sometimes. It's a great place just to go and network and connect with people. We have chamber business women where you have, you know, women that are either business owners or employees going and finding a place to connect there as well. That's one of the big things for us, is just helping create, you know, that sense of community and whatnot. One of the other things we, you know, looking to kind of help get off the ground, once COVID is over, is, you know, our Business of the Year awards, is another huge thing. And, you know, chambers of commerce everywhere do it. And that's something we did for a long time, and then kind of went away for a little bit. So looking to bring something like that back. One thing we just finished actually, in talking about Salem Eats, is the Salem Eats Challenge.
Oh yeah.
And that was a super, so I actually, we talked about doing that back in July, and we came up with a couple different ways in which we wanted to create that. And the way in which we ended up doing it, with, you know, taking a selfie in front of the poster and whatnot, was kind of the best way to get the product out the door, get it in front of people, and help just gamify going out and supporting local. And I have to say thank you so much to our partners at Willamette Valley Bank, that help, you know, from a sponsorship standpoint. They paid for all the prizes, the posters. So that was a lot of fun. And it's something we're definitely going to be doing again, since we have such a big community on Salem Eats. So,
well, and there's other enterprises too that have really struggled. I know my friend that has a little dress shop downtown, kind of a boutique. I mean, there's days people wouldn't even come into her shop. I mean, it's just been, if it wasn't for some of the stimulus and some of the grants, the Salem grants and things, you know, for her to stay viable. There are other small businesses that need to stay open, and we need to look at that, as you mentioned. Shop local, support local, remember these mom and pop, in a sense, we call them neighborhood stores, and not just the food, but the other, the, you know, the hardware stores and all of that. It's easy to want to just go, and I'm not knocking, and I know they have their place, the big box stores, but there is more value in my mind of going and supporting local. Yeah, I might pay 25 cents more, but I know that I'm supporting, and it's kind of my perception. I do not like to go to the self-checkouts. As friends, this is, if you don't know this about me, I'd rather go and wait even longer and talk to the cashier checking me out, because I know I'm supporting. I want to support that. I want to reinforce that. And so that's my value, and I'm so excited to have a Chamber of Commerce. I'm so excited to get to know you, Zach, to see the investment, not only your time, your ideas, your energy, your enthusiasm on making Salem thrive through this difficult time. And we're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to get cooler towards the weekend, friends. You want to be mindful of that. And we could see some snow and some of that black ice stuff. Ooh, not so much fun. The white fluffy stuff is fun to look at. Remember, I lived in South Dakota, so it's like negative 20. I had friends posting on their Facebook page, it's negative 20 out. And I'm like, ooh, I don't miss that at all. So I won't complain about 32 degree snow in our area. But I want to say thank you to our friends, Dave and Paige Smith. They're with Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you in your real estate needs. So if you're thinking about maybe buying something, or maybe you're thinking about selling or upgrading or downsizing or whatever it is, get a hold of Dave and Paige Smith. They'll be glad to help you out. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. And here in the studio with me, we're continuing the conversation about the Salem Chamber of Commerce and what we can do to enhance our community and certainly highlight the businesses that have gone through so much, our local businesses this last year. And you were talking to me a little bit, we were talking about Salem Eats and just the phenomenal, Zach, the phenomenal growth and the membership and all of that. But you also have another promotion of local shops. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so after we made the Salem Eats page, I think it was a week after, we're like, oh my goodness, this has created a lot of traction and whatnot. So we created a Salem Shops page. Mm-hmm. So it's the same exact format. It is not as big of an audience right now. We've tried promoting it in a couple different ways. I want to say it's maybe 1,500 members. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's the same exact format. If you go and support a local business, go and share what it is that you bought. If you have a story about the owner or anything like that, put that on there. Or if you're asking, hey, I need to, you know, I'm looking for X. Mm-hmm. That's a place to go kind of ask that question, especially coming into, you know, Valentine's Day season, looking at where
gifts
can I, yeah,
and
gifts,
things like
jewelry,
that. Yep.
Flowers, whatever mm-hmm. it is. That's a great place to go and ask that question. But yeah, and we also have a third one, the Salem Hires page. So it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But right when obviously COVID hit, a lot of people were laid off. Mm-hmm. So we created that page. It's not as much as like a promotional page as it is kind of like a hiring.
Who's hiring? Where
yeah,
you're looking
hiring.
For a job? What's your specialty?
Exactly.
That networking type thing.
Exactly.
I want to point out to you, friends, these pages on Facebook with the Salem Eats and also with the local shops and now the hiring. If you're a business in town and you're not a member yet, it doesn't matter. You can be a part. You can highlight. Mm-hmm. Now, member meaning a chamber member. Now, I want to make a bridge over and I want to make the case, and I'm going to do this. I know it's Zach's job, and I'm going to make the case that there is value in being a member. There is value in networking with other businesses. And so if you're interested in being a part of the chamber and what they can do for you, obviously they're doing these things already and you're not a member. They can advocate for you in ways that you have no understanding. Mm-hmm. And they have information on what's going on, not only locally, statewide, but nationally, of where there's resources and help. And there's no obstacle that they can't help you get through, I promise you, because that's been my history in working and networking and being a part of the chamber in Arkansas, in here in Oregon now, and now in also in South Dakota. So I want to encourage you to get a hold of Zach. How do they get a hold of you if they want to know about membership?
Yeah, best way, just shoot me an email. It's Zachary, Zachary, at salemchamber.org.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. And so there's some advantages. And so one of the things I remember being a chamber member is you get exposure on the website, mm-hmm. right? You get, do you do like the discount card thing or
anything like
that?
We don't do that.
Not
mm-mm.
here, okay. Mm-mm. But there's the networking. Mm-hmm. You can highlight, you have the advantage of training, ongoing trainings
yep.
that are mostly online now.
Yep.
But eventually as things open up, you'll probably do more lunchbox trainings.
Yep.
And then my only event I got to go to was a women's event.
Yeah.
And got to network with Stephanie Bob mm-hmm. and her team at people that are trying to help the women business owners and women in business connect. And so there's lots of avenues.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the big things, too, that I talk to potential members about is whether you're a member or not, if you are a business in Salem, you have benefited so much from the work that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the transactional side as much. Mm-hmm. But one big thing is looking at, you know, the homeless issue in downtown Salem. Mm-hmm. So we help get the sit light ordinance passed,
mm-hmm.
Looking at the, you know, being able to eat outside when during the summer closed down the streets, we were a huge driver in getting that started. So if you're not a member, you're still benefiting from the work that we do. And there's at the end of the day, there's two types of people, right? Two types of people in business. There's those who, you know, sit on the, you know, sit on the cart and let other people pull. And then there's people like our members who are helping, you know, promote our organization and invest into organizations so we can do more for our community to help drive our community in the right direction.
Right.
So that's one of the biggest things. And, you know, you don't have to come to every single networking event if you don't want to, but if you want to support the only organization in Salem that is helping small businesses and helping jobs, we're the only organization, the only organization fighting for that. And if we're not doing it, then who is?
Right. And it's important that we be a part of that and we be involved, engaged. And I would even say if you're a retired business owner, if you're a retired business owner and you'd like to help out a new business that maybe even can't even pay a membership, you know, if there's some way that you can give, I'm sure Zach, you could probably find a way to have someone be sponsored as a member, because it's that valuable, I believe, in this culture and this climate and this turbulent time that we're going through. The chamber can help lead folks through.
Absolutely.
And what is your website? What is the chamber's website?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Salemchamber.org. You can see all of our information on there, kind of the issues that we're fighting for. If you have you want your voice to be heard, we have monthly public policy meetings where we have elected officials that you can go and talk to directly. Granted, right now it's all over Zoom, but we always highlight a specific issue and say, this is the place where you can get the elected officials in front of you and ask them the questions and help, again, drive the conversation in the right direction.
I love that idea, and I'm looking forward to getting more information on that, because I could link that up on our Facebook page here, too. We're so excited to have you here. We're talking about maybe having you come in once a month and just give us a highlight of what's going on with that. All right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we'll work out those details. Thank you, Zach, for being here today.
Thanks for having me on, Stacey.
Yes, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to remind you to get signed up for that training. Chris Ann Hall at the River Church coming up on February 19th and 20th. TheRiverNW.com. There's other things coming up, like the Breakfast with the Chief of Police. It's a virtual event. You want to go to SalemPoliceFoundation.org. Get signed up for that as well. And we want to promote whatever you're doing in the community. If you have a nonprofit event, if you have an outreach or something coming along, a training, let me know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. And don't forget, this podcast and several other podcasts are up at our website. If you just go to KSLM.news and go to Good Morning Salem under podcasts, you can find this podcast and others. Grab those links, share them on your Facebook page, and we can stay connected that way. And, you know, it's a wonderful Wednesday. We're going to have a little sunshine today. Temperatures in the 40s, and then it's going to start getting cooler. So if you're thinking about getting outside and taking that walk, this would be the day to do that. So glad to have you along today, my friends, as we continue the conversation. Remember that we are better together. Our community is thriving. We are going to get through this, because you know what? We will do it because we're determined to do it. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Cause there is